Okay, now we discuss some useful relation which will be needed in the discussion of the reweighting methods, and is of more general interest because it justifies the use of statistical mechanics in thermodynamics. So we want to relate the energy fluctuations with the specific heat. So remember the definition of the energy, which is the average value of the Hamiltonian, and then we define the specific heat as at constant volume as the derivative of E respect to temperature, of course at fixed value of the volume and at fixed number of particles. So let's see what is the relation between the fluctuations of E and the specific heat. So by definition, the average value of the Hamiltonian is nothing but 1 over z, the integral of h e to minus beta h. And then you immediately realize that we can rewrite the integral of h e to minus beta h as the derivative with respect to beta of the partition function itself with a minus sign. Which means that the average value of h is minus 1 over z dz over d beta, which in turn can be rewritten as the derivative respect to beta of beta f, where f is the Helmholtz free energy. And remember that f is minus kT, the logarithm of z. So this is an important formula which allows you to compute the energy from the free energy. Now let's compute the specific heat CV. So we have to take the derivative with respect to the temperature of H. So we replace the derivative with respect to the temperature with the derivative with respect to beta, and we get in front a factor of minus 1 over kT squared. And then we take the derivative with respect to beta, remembering that beta appears both in the numerator and in the denominator in the partition function. So there is a denominator, which is the partition function. So there are two places where beta appears. So we take the derivative with respect to beta, and we get two terms. One term contains the integral of h squared, while the other contains the integral of h, but now squared. So it's immediate to recognize that we get two terms that can be rewritten as average values of h and h squared. So effectively, we obtain that CV, the specific heat, is 1 over kT squared multiplied by the variance of h. So is the average value of h squared minus the average value of h squared. So this is the relation. So you see the variance of the Hamiltonian is directly related to the specific heat. This is important because it tells you something relevant. The energy is an extensive quantity, so it increases like the volume of the number of particles. The specific heat is a derivative of the energy, so again it increases like V. Or like n, so it's an extensive quantity. And now we see that the variance is of order v over n, which means that the width of the energy distribution is a quantity which scales like the square root of the volume, or if you like, as the square root of the number of particles. This is the idea. The interesting thing is, if we consider the intensive energy per particle, so we consider E over N, or equivalently E over V, the energy per unit volume, the two quantities differ by an intensive quantity, the density. So if we divide the energy by the volume, so we are computing the distribution of the energy per unit volume, so the average value of H divided by V, that is an intensive quantity, so the average value does not change as the volume of the number of particles is increased. But now the width will decrease as 1 over square root of the volume, because the width is of order square root of volume, we divide by V, so we get a width which decreases as 1 over square root of V. And so you see that the fluctuations in the intensive energy per particle decrease as the volume is increased, and they decrease as 1 over square root of V or 1 over square root of N. And of course, this is the usual justification for thermodynamics. In statistical mechanics, everything fluctuates, we have probabilities, but of course, for macroscopic system, these fluctuations are irrelevant because they are of order 1 over square root of N. N is a huge number of the order of the Avogadro number. And so in practice, fluctuations cannot be observed in macroscopic systems. Everything is deterministic in practice, and it explains thermodynamics in which no fluctuations are present.